This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's senior U.S. Senator, Democrat John Tester, says several Montana airports are receiving grant money for airport improvement. The funds are used for repairs and improvements of vital infrastructure, including runways, roadway projects, and airport transit connections. Nearly $30 million was awarded to Montana. Bozeman, the state's busiest airport, received the largest amount with about $5 million. Billings, Glacier Park International, and Missoula each received more than $3.2 million. Airports in small rural towns like Circle, Poplar, and Scobie, and Dawson County will each get about $113,000 through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The Sidney-Richland Airport in eastern Montana received more than $1 million. Wolverines have gained federal protections under the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said that threats posed by climate change and habitat loss spurred the protection of the species. Fish and Wildlife Service Regional Director Hugh Morrison said the decision will enhance wolverine viability in the contiguous United States. Wolverines are a reclusive and wide-ranging carnivore. They're the largest terrestrial member of the weasel family. In 2013, scientists estimated that just 318 wolverines lived in the lower 48 states. Wolverines also live in Alaska and will remain unprotected there due to a larger population. In the contiguous U.S., they're most concentrated in the alpine areas and boreal forests of Idaho, Washington, Wyoming, and Montana. They're a snow-dependent species. Wolverines have increasingly been threatened by backcountry winter recreation by humans and by climate change. Wolverines need deep springtime snow cover, which they use to cache food and dig dens to raise their young. With warmer winters, deep snow is harder to find, limiting the wolverine's habitat. Conservation groups have been advocating for the species' recovery for years, in some cases decades, as is the case with other species protected under the Endangered Species Act, such as Canada lynx, grizzly bears, and bull trout. Federal agencies such as the U.S. Forest Service will be required to ensure that activities they conduct and permit will not jeopardize wolverine viability or destroy or adversely modify its critical habitat. In recent weeks, a wolverine poaching incident was reported to Montana State wildlife officials. A reward of $11,000 is offered for information surrounding the discovery on November 10th of a wolverine that was illegally shot and skinned in southwest Montana. Three people have died of an outbreak of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. An outbreak of the tick-borne disease has hospitalized five more people, the CDC said. The five cases were identified in Southern California and involved people who had traveled to Tecate, Baja California in the previous 2 weeks. Four were under the age of 18. Three were U.S. residents. All five were hospitalized and three died. The CDC is warning healthcare providers that if a patient has symptoms of Rocky Mountain spotted fever and has recently traveled to northern Mexico, they should consider starting treatment with the antibiotic doxycycline right away rather than waiting for test results to confirm the condition. The agency says Rocky Mountain spotted fever is a severe, rapidly progressive, and often deadly disease transmitted by the bite of infected ticks, although many patients do not recall being bitten by a tick. It's endemic in northern Mexico and in parts of the U.S. where it can be transmitted by brown dog ticks. Montana ticks can carry Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Colorado tick fever, rabbit fever, and relapsing fever. Rocky Mountain spotted fever does not spread from person to person. Signs of infection can be mild in the first few days, including a low fever, headache, stomach problems, abdominal pain, rash, and swelling around the eyes and on the back of the hands. About 5 days after onset, someone can develop changes in their mental state, slip into a coma, suffer brain swelling, respiratory problems, and multi-organ damage. Rocky Mountain spotted fever is fatal in 5 to 10% of cases, with about half of those deaths happening within 8 days of the onset of illness. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.